Hello, everybody. Hi, this is Tom, a.k.a. the Ramble Redhead, ready to do another show for you. Today is episode 129, and I wanted to record a show for you where I put bits and pieces of things that happened not only last week, but also this weekend, and got to go to an event called the Taste of Indianapolis, which, for those who may not have gone to one, basically what it is a lot of the different cities like, the Chicago and Detroit and basically any major city normally have these. And what they do is they have a variety of different restaurants as well as sometimes wine vendors, things like that, that'll bring their food and alcohol so that people can try. And then hopefully then they'll go to their respective restaurants or stores and be able to purchase the items. So what I did is I did some recording from that, and I thought you might enjoy it. You got to hear some of the crazy things. I hope the audio is loud enough for you. And then I also spent some time with Joe, and I did some recording with him as well. And so I'll be putting that up for you as well. So I hope you enjoy it, and keep on listening to the Ramble Redhead Show.
What do you guys got?
We got our tuna sashimi and our corn chowder with blue crab jambalaya.
You got the corn chowder? Thank you. Love your restaurant.
Thanks very much.
Good. What is that?
It's a seared ahi tuna sashimi.
What is this? What
is it? Peppercorn salmon. Very much. Very good.
How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Like what's that?
Chili cheese, etouffee with crawfish.
Yeah, a little bit. Good.
Ever heard of the Yats?
No, I haven't.
Traditional Cajun restaurant.
What do you have?
I have a chicken strudel with puff pastry and cranberry compote.
Okay, let's try it.
And we're from Kelty's in downtown Westfield.
Okay, great, thank you. Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
White chocolate, banana bread pudding, and seafood chowder. There's a free appetizer for you.
Oh, thank you. Hello.
Hi, would you like a cream of yours?
No, it's all right.
Okay.
What is this called again?
White chocolate banana bread pudding.
Okay, great.
You want the caramel and stuff on top?
No, I'm...
Caramel chocolate.
No, I'm okay with the chocolate then.
How are you doing today, sir?
Good.
Got a roasted pork loin with an Asian pear chutney right on top.
Okay.
Oh, you want it on there? Okay.
You don't
even... That's a Mexican style spring roll. It's got the smoked pork, corn.
Is it spicy?
Not too bad. Nothing's over spicy. Everything's just real... Skeleton is that the Thai chicken
curry
salad?
Mm.
Got cashews in it.
It's on
infusion. That's like a pizza. Okay. We have a plate.
Oh, I didn't see any.
Yeah.
There's no plate.
The plates are way over there. No plates.
Hello.
Fried chicken.
Sure.
Potatoes, gravy.
Sure. Hollyhock Hill, huh? No, thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
She can't eat as fast as I can. I'm fast.
You're enjoying this?
Yeah, it's awesome. I've never been before. I never even heard about it.
Yeah, I read it in the Indianapolis Monthly magazine. I thought, what the hell, I tried it.
My aunt someone told me about it.
That's not bad for $25. You get a little bit of everything.
Huh?
What is that again?
What's this?
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah. Huh?
With lasagna.
Lasagna? Okay.
I didn't know that.
I'll try it. Hello. What do you have?
We have fire roasted tomato soup, guacamole, and
black pepper tomatoes.
Is it real spicy?
Ready for me?
No, not at all.
That's
this
it?
One is semi spicy.
Semi. So this is not too bad.
Not too bad.
Oh, okay, I'll give
there
it a try.
You
thank you. Hello.
Hello.
What do you have
we have
today?
How you doing, sir?
Good.
Wonderful. This right here tonight, we have a Parisian-style lamb chop with a nice cinnamon rub for you.
And Fleming, where are you guys located?
You know where Coles is, 82nd and Keystone? It's on the other side of Strimmel's.
Okay. Is there any pork or anything?
I'm sorry, well, no, we just have the balance. So
okay.
Just all give right me some feedback. Tell me what you think.
All right, thanks. Okay, we're going to go get more food. Well, I guess you don't have any more of those. Is that what the customer is? Well, you know what the one that had, like, the blueberries or something?
That one.
It was this one. Okay.
That's that one.
Okay. Thank you. What's the name of the place? 120
West. 120 West Market Fresh Grill, located inside the Hilton downtown.
Oh. Okay, great. Is it new or is it?
No, we've been there since 04. We're close to Adams Park, and we have a fabulous lunch buffet Monday through Friday.
How much is that?
$10.95.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
What are you? Prime rib and peppercorn sauce.
What is it again, sir?
Prime rib and peppercorn sauce.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Would you like a chocolate covered strawberry?
Sure.
There you go.
Throw it on there. Whoop. Where are you guys located?
96th and Michigan Road.
Okay. Okay.
They're at 96th and Michigan.
Okay, good. Whoop, sorry. Alcatraz.
How are you doing?
Good. So what do you guys got?
This is our California burger. It is Angus beef with white cheddar and applewood smoked bacon with a little avocado, wasabi aioli, and a sun-dried tomato aioli.
Can I get one without the, you said that's avocado?
Without avocado? It'll be just a minute, they're on the grill.
Oh, okay.
Hi. Would you like to try?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Did you want avocado on yours?
Sure.
Okay.
What are those?
These are all good to go.
These are our desserts. They're our chocolate decadence. It's chocolate cake crumbles with chocolate mousse, candied almonds, and a little bit of whipped cream on top.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Don't have enough plate. Hello.
Go right ahead.
Where'd you get those? They're
right
all
there.
They're all gone, I think.
Okay, don't look. What do you guys have?
Mushroom caps.
Mushroom caps.
Yep.
What kind was that again?
It has provolone, fresh mozzarella, and tomatoes.
I'll try it.
I'm sorry for seltzer.
Sure.
White chocolate milk, Chuck.
No
chocolate.
No!
You got injured playing ping pong?
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
It's a small area. The walls are unfinished. And I went for the long one and just hit the stud. just my pinky hit the stud.
Hi everybody, this is the Ramble Redhead Show, and today is Sunday. It's 12:34 p.m. It's a beautiful, sunny day. And right now I'm in my vehicle with a certain somebody. Say hello, somebody. Say hello.
Hello, Ramble.
Say hello.
Hello, Ramble.
Hi, Joseph, and how are you today?
Just dandy.
Good. And do you have any new exciting things you want to share with the wonderful world of listeners?
No.
You antisocial piece of crap. Okay. Well, folks, I'll start and then maybe we can get his juices flowing. Ooh, baby. Anyway, this week's been kind of weird. I had to go to Illinois. And then I had to go to Indianapolis for a trade show. And on the way down to Indianapolis, I almost got killed. That was really nice, Joseph.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I was driving down Highway 65, if any of you are familiar with that road, and you can go like 65, 10 miles an hour. And I'm driving down the road, and I saw this vehicle trying to get onto the road, so I was in the right lane, and so I moved over to the left lane. Well, then he proceeds to get over, and then what he did is he decides that he wants to turn in front of me down the median where he can go the opposite direction. So he just cuts right in front of me, doesn't turn the signal on, and we almost hit each other, and it would have been really bad, and there was tons of cars behind me, so if it would have happened, it would have been a big fucking mess. But and I was so mad, I was cussing and screaming and saying a few choice four-letter words, and wailing on the horn, and the guy was going so fast that when he went over to the side, then he was actually kicking up dirt and stuff. I was like, idiot. And then I got to meet Mark Lee, who, as many of you may have known from listening to the show, that I did an interview with him, and it was a really great interview, and I was talking with him, and we had dinner, and we went to the Cheesecake Factory, and I dropped my iRiver, and that's not good.
Keep your eyes off of him.
Ooh! Sorry, we saw a very cute young man running without a shirt, and he had abs, and Joe's yelling at me to looking at him. I wasn't looking. Can we turn around?
Nope.
My listeners want a picture.
That's too bad.
Okay. Well, anyway, then I did the trade show on Saturday, and it was kind of boring. But I did do a good deed of the day. Joe, do you want to hear the good deed I did on Saturday?
Sure.
Okay. I was at this trade show, and see, what they do is sometimes the shows is they give away prizes and stuff. And they had a booth that was giving away a trip to Las Vegas to whoever had the best poker hand against the dealer. And so it was really cool. And what happened was I was walking by, and this lady was really nice, and she says, "Hey, you want to play a game of cards and see if you can win a trip to Las Vegas?" And I said, "Okay." So I played. Well, I got a whopping pair of fours. So that was bad. But I looked up on the board, and one of the doctors that is one of my accounts, his name was one of the top ones. And so I thought that was kind of cool. And I said, "Well, what time does this thing end?" And they said, "Well, it's 2 o'clock. And it was like 12:30 at the point. So, and they said, "What's going to happen then?" He said, and then I went back later and I checked the board. And I found out that there was another person who had the exact same hand, so the two of them were tied. And then the funny thing was, is I went back and I said, "Well, what are you going to do now that they have a tie?" And I said, "Well, they'll have to play one more hand, and whoever had the best hand will win." I said, "Oh, okay, that'd be cool." So this guy had a good chance of winning this trip. So, and it was getting closer and closer to 2 o'clock, and the guy that ran the booth walked up to me and he said, "Hey, do you by chance know this doctor, blah, blah, blah?" And I said, "Yeah, he's the customer of mine." And he said, "Well, if you see him, can you please tell him to come down to the booth?" And I said, "Okay." So I was looking for him and couldn't find him initially. And then all of a sudden they had all these tables that were from lunch. And I looked over and I saw him, and I went over and I said, "Hey, the booth down there is looking for you because you tied with the other person for the big trip." And he went, "Oh, really?" So he went down and they played the final hand. Well, the doctor that I know ended up winning a trip. So he won a trip to Las Vegas and he got $500 in cash. And I said, "Wow, congratulations." And then he walked back and he goes, "Tom, I owe you lunch."
And that's it?
That's all I got.
Oh, that's so sweet. Just a gratification of helping somebody.
Yeah, fuck that. I want more. I want money. Just kidding. No, I was glad I was able to help him. So it was kind of neat. And then Saturday I came home and got to see my Joseph's. I hadn't seen him all week long and I missed you. Did you miss me?
I sure did.
Aww, isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
And then Joe had taken the cat again to the park.
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. I forgot about that.
And how was that? How did Bristol handle day two at the park?
He was all right. He walked around.
And he liked it?
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? Tell the audience what happened when you took Bristol to the park.
Well, we walked around on a leash.
Right.
Cars stopped.
Because they couldn't believe.
People came up to check to see that it was a cat.
Did anybody say anything to you?
Yes.
What'd they say?
I just couldn't believe it. My wife said you had a cat over here walking him on a leash. And he had to double check.
Yeah. So did Bristol get scared at all?
His tolerance wore thin after a while.
Oh, he did get tired of it?
Yes, there was too much attention.
Oh, okay. Well, what I'd like to do, though, is next Sunday, next weekend, I want to take him, and if anything, I just want to at least get a photo of you and Bristow, or maybe even video of you two in the park. I think all my lovely listeners would want to see that.
Wow, he's going in to be clipped this Wednesday.
Yeah, he's going to get his balls chopped off.
Yeah, so my poor little pussy's going to be sore.
Aww. Mm-hmm. Don't you hate it when you have a pussy that's sore?
Mm-hmm.
It's awful.
Yes.
Not that I would know, but I mean, can you imagine?
Well, I wouldn't want to have my balls chopped off.
I know.
But that's too bad.
Well, and then what else are you going to be doing to him?
I don't know.
Are you going to get his...
Oh, his nails are going to be clipped. He's not being declawed.
Which he should be.
I don't think so.
Because he just tortured your poor bed.
You know, that was my fault, because I didn't have a scratch toy there for him, so.
No.
Yeah.
But you did buy him a scratch toy.
Yes, and he sleeps on it, and he loves it.
He
hasn't scratched another thing.
Well, that's cool. So?
And he's too old to have his nails.
Oh, he is not. You can declaw him at any time.
That would be traumatic at his age.
No, it won't.
Mm-hmm.
Just do one paw at a time.
Yeah, right.
Well, there's times you want to kick him across the room. Because he's very vocal, folks. He's very, very loud. Isn't he?
Yes, he's quite vocal.
Especially in the morning. Because he's hungry.
As soon as the alarm clock goes off,
he's like,
perks his head up. And I have to walk in and feed him.
Otherwise, he'll be a non-stop.
And he's meowing the entire way.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to him, telling him to be quiet.
And he'll go,
I said, baby, we're going to be feeding you in a second.
Goofy things. Like one time, Doug, my best friend Doug, we've been friends for like 30 plus years. One time when we were in high school, we decided to go to the mall that was a half hour away. And this is very embarrassing, but it's funny. Are you ready? So,
sure.
On the way back, we're at the mall, and we're driving down this old road. It's called Old US 20. For those of you who want to look on the map, you can find it in northern Indiana.
So you went to the Concord Mall?
No, we went to the University Park Mall.
Oh.
So, what happened? We're going like McKinley, that kind of thing. So what happened, folks, we were driving down the road, and my best friend Doug had at the time a Ford Escort, you know, a tiny little bitty car. Little did we know that little bitty car would later in that day save our lives, probably. So let me tell you what happened. So we're going home, and all of a sudden there's this truck, and they've got like four guys in the truck, and they've got three guys that are outside of, you know, in the pickup truck, sitting in the back, and they're driving really, really slow. Okay, and Doug and I are both getting very aggravated, and I look at them, and I roll down the window, and I don't know why, but I roll down the window, and I screamed really loud, "You drive like I spit!" Well, this got these guys very angry, so they turn around, and we believe that they were very, very wasted and drunk. So, they are chasing us from South Bend to Mishawaka to Elkhart, okay? And they're chasing us, and they're trying to cut us off so they can pummel us and beat us to death. Well, what happened then is we're on this two-lane road, and Doug is in the right lane, and these psychopaths are in the left lane because they're trying to pass us so that they can cut us off. And so Doug, remembering all those Smokey and the Bandit movies and all those other car chase movies, let them get just a little bit ahead. And what had happened was, on the way back, we also went to a 7-Eleven and got these two big gulps. And see, back then, folks, the cars did not have cup holders. And so I had to physically hold our two drinks on top of the dash while he was making this turn. And all of a sudden, he goes, "Hold on!" And he goes, "Ah!" And he makes this sharp turn. And what happened was, because the truck was so much farther ahead of us, that there was no way that they could have stopped and made that turn. And so the only way they could do is to go down to the next block and go down. Well, what Doug did is he made a quick turn, he made a quick left, and he went down this alley. And ironically, there was this big, tall hedge that was the height of the car. And so actually, the Doug turned and actually hid behind that hedge, and that we saw the truck go down the opposite way, thinking that, you know, they were going to try to get us, but we then pulled out and went back and went home.
Oh, that's splendid.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah. You had me on my toes there.
I did. I had you on your toes of excitement?
Yeah, I was hanging by a thread.
Yeah, wondering if you were going to be pummeled.
Wow. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Well, I guess I do have one funny one.
Okay, good. Speak up and tell the world.
Well, I was walking home from lunch. I just live four blocks from where I work.
Right.
And I was at the stoplight, and I was yawning. And this police officer was there. And all of a sudden, I hear over the bullhorn, "There's no yawning in public, Mr. Dudley." And I couldn't stop laughing for like 5 minutes.
Well, who was it?
He was a commissioner who sits on the board.
Oh.
It's mandatory that, I attend that as well.
Oh, cool.
For work.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So that was funny.
Mm-hmm. People around me were looking at me. I was yelling really, really loud. I had a big yawn. Oh, I was so tired.
You were tired.
Mm-hmm. And I'm tired right now.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Because I just got up out of bed.
It's 12:48.
Okay, well, I got up at 10, I think.
Okay. Because I went to church, and Joe did not want to go today. So I went to my flails. Okay, well, where are we going to lunch today? We're going to lunch, folks. Where are we going? You get to pick today.
Oh, Toyo Grill.
No, not that.
Yep.
Nope. They're not even open for lunch.
Oh, yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Oh, they are.
No, they're not.
Oh, they are.
No,
I'm they're not. Starving for a plate of sashimi.
Yeah.
Mmm.
He went sushi, folks.
Mm.
And if Archer, you're listening, repeat after me. Ugh. Want to say hi to Archer?
Hi, Archer.
And Michael?
Hi, everyone.
And Tim?
Yes, hi, Mike and Tim.
And John Q?
Yes, and John.
And Ian? And Casey?
Okay.
And Holly?
Hello, everyone.
Oh, okay. That's too convenient. You got to say their names.
Wow.
Because, and Holly? Holly is a big fan of the QCast Connecticut. She actually flew all the way from Minnesota to New York to meet them. I thought that was quite cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then I find that she listens to my show too, so, hey Holly, how are you? And so we have a straight female listener. Isn't that exciting? Well, I think I do have a couple, because I got a couple emails from some females before, so we'd like to welcome you to the Ramble Redhead family. And I went to church today, and one of the things that was really funny is I met a wonderful couple by the name of Don and Anthony at a... that we had a men's group meeting, and they came to the dinner. We had like a potluck thing, and Joe and I went a while ago, and we got to meet them, and they're really, really wonderful guys, and they are new listeners to the show, and I just want to say hello to them as well, because they really mean a lot. They're great guys, and they're going to be coming to Homo Movie Night tonight, hopefully, if everything goes well, and they said they might go to Chicago, but if that doesn't go happen, then they're going to go with us.
Well, I won't be there.
I know, you always have to watch those kids.
Wow.
So, it's really crazy. So, what else? Don't you have any other funny stories that, like, your niece or growing up as a kid, did she do anything crazy that your dad would want to beat you in the head for?
No.
No?
No.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Any dogs pooping in your face or anything like that? Yeah, if you want to see a disgusting film, folks, go see Pink Flamingos and make sure you stay for the very, very end. Because it's gross.
Hilarious.
It was disgusting. It was disgusting. It was very disgusting. So what else? Do you have anything else you want to share with the wonderful audience? Come on, you were so funny earlier. Oh, today we were watching Planet Earth on Discovery Channel. And Joe was getting a little mini orgasms over this show. He was like, oh my god! Planet Earth beyond! And he was going crazy, weren't you?
I was overflowing with excitement.
Yes, and there's a new show on tonight called Caves. And what was the other one on that you wanted to see so bad?
Forest,
that's right. So I told him I would TiVo it for us, and when he comes back next weekend, we will watch it by himself. Just kidding. I thought it was very interesting. And Sigourney Weaver is the narrator. It's on Discovery Channel. So if you like that kind of thing, it's amazing, the footage. They showed these fish that were big, long. They were called, sailfish, and they had these big, long... thingy bejiggers on their faces, and they would like scare these little fishies, and the little fishies would go up to the water, and then the birds up above would swoop down and kill them, and then the fish down below would eat them, and you know, they were doing this mass feeding thingy, so it was quite entertaining. So,
Death and Mayhem.
Yeah.
On a Sunday morning.
Yeah. See, they're not open.
Darn it.
Yay!
This is where I want to go.
Okay. Well, we're going to make a slight pause here, and we're going to go over to the drugstore and pick up some stuff, and then we're going to go get some lunch over in this lovely neck of the woods.
And we can get wasted.
And we can get wasted on a Sunday afternoon. That doesn't
sound... on air.
Get wasted on air?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And, like, how exciting.
Yeah. Exciting. Hi, everybody. This is the Ramble Redhead Show. Now I'm at the drugstore waiting for Joseph, and I went to the card section, and there's a bunch of musical cards. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a couple of these, and you can tell me what song or what TV or what movie they came from. Here's the first one. Okay, and here's the next one. Okay, here's another one. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down. Okay, here's another one for you. Okay, the fun continues. Here's another one. Here's another one. Another one that you all should know if you're over the age of 30. For the sci-fi folks and you.
Can't touch this.
Oh, that's not the right one. It's supposed to be Star Wars. Where's the Star Wars? Here we go, Star Wars. Voicemail. Okay, there's a card that Joe just handed me. It says, "Hello, darling. On your birthday, let's make a pact to let each other know if one of us ever becomes an eccentric bitch." Are you telling me something? What are you saying? It's, and here's for all the homos in out there. Okay, everybody, that is going to include today's music. And so if you can recognize the songs from the movie, TV, or just a regular song that may not have been in a movie, then email me at rambleredhead@gmail.com. And whoever sends me the most correct answers will get a very special prize. So I'm going to let that go until the end of the month. But if you'd like to,
just email me at rambleredhead@gmail.com. Thank you.
Hello, Ramble.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
We can turn the table. You can ask any questions.
What are you doing on this lovely Sunday afternoon?
I'm with my man, Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Go get some lunch.
What you gonna eat?
Seafood.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
And you wouldn't let me have some sushi.
You can get some
I want
to
go to Toyo Grill.
They're not open.
I think they've opened now.
No, they're not. They're closed.
Oh.
Amen to Jesus for that one. And all you religious persons, I'm glad. I really didn't want to eat any raw sushi.
Who said you had to eat that?
You did.
No, they serve.
I don't have anything else I like. What else there could possibly I like?
I don't know. My company?
Well, I get that all the time.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going home, listeners. You heard that. He gets my company all the time.
And I love it.
Yeah, that really sounded enthusiastic.
I do. I love being with my man. Because you my man. And I be loving you.
All right. We're going to sign out now.
No, we're still talking. Hi, buddy. I got my microphones back because he'd be hogging it.
Do you see that little thing out there?
What?
It's like a big old rat.
Big old rat?
Mm-hmm. It's a groundhog.
We just saw a groundhog, ladies and gentlemen. Do you want to go? You want me to run over?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you run over it, I'll kill you.
Okay, where is it?
Right there.
Right where?
Right in the middle of the green. See that little brown thing that's munching away?
What is it?
It's an animal munching away on some grass.
Yeah, it was. It was a cute little thing, actually. Oh, my Lord. Where are we going to park?
Well, you just passed the spot.
Oh.
You could always back into it.
Oh. I think the cars nearby would like their cars intact. Okay, we're going back. Dude, have you been to Smoky Bones at all?
No, I haven't.
They're not bad. They have a good chicken, sandwich.
What, do you want to go there?
No. I want to be bad and eat seafood. Get some biscuits. Doesn't that sound yummy?
Yum.
Okay, we're getting out of the vehicle now. Okay. And we're walking to the front door. Do you want to say hi again, Joseph?
I think we've covered it.
Oh, okay. Gotta lock the van. Because you know I'm paranoid about my van getting broken into and thousands of dollars worth of property stolen by gypsies.
Have you forgotten your medication?
You didn't let me have any of yours. I like the blue pill phone. Those are really fun.
I like the orange ones.
What do the orange ones do?
Fun.
Ah! Oh, we got music. Hello.
How many things?
Two, please. None. Non-choking.
No problem.
You're all on choking, aren't you?
Yep.
Yay!
53.
Aw, we had this table before. Hi, Autumn. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Very good. Enjoy your meals.
Thank you.
Oh, please stop recording now.
But why?
Because I want to eat.
We're going to have a lobster cast.
No. I won't look like a nut in public, okay?
Well, we're just having a normal conversation.
Yeah.
People just lay right here and it'll pick us both up.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to get, Joseph?
A martini. Oh, it's only 11:30.
Oops. 1:30.
Oh, okay. Thank God. Well, I need it now. It's past my 2-hour limit.
Yeah, instead of eating every 5 hours, you drink every 5 hours. Is that how it works?
Well, that was a little unfair, but...
We laughed. Must have a hint of truth to it.
Oh, it just reminded me of something.
What?
Something.
Come on. You can't share it?
No.
Why?
Because...
If I pause, can you share it?
No.
Oh, is it that bad? Is it that bad?
I won't share it at all.
Well, then why'd you bring it up?
But you asked me why I giggled.
I want to hear it.
What's bad?
They got the 30 shrimp thing.
30 shrimp?
30 shrimp right here.
Are they going to be coconutted and...
They don't have coconut.
And barbecued and little and big and purple and green.
That'd be like the Forrest Gump clip we played earlier. Oh, I gave a clue to everybody.
Give them all.
Yeah. Okay, well, say goodbye. Say goodbye, Joe.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye. Joe's getting antisocial now we're at the restaurant.